According to The Economist's Big Mac Index, the rand is the most undervalued currency in the world, with the data suggesting that the local unit should be trading at 5.43 to the dollar. To unpack this in detail, I'm joined by Luqman Ortunga from FXTM. Luqman, thanks so much for your time today. So how useful is it to look at Bergenomics, as it's called, because it makes a great headline, but does it really give us much insight into where the rand should be trading in your books?
Thank you for having me here today. Yes, so I'm looking at the report in comparison to the rand's valuation to date. So the rand's actually weakened against every single G10, Asian, major, and most emerging market currencies, excluding the Brazilian rand. And we know that the South African rand is a proxy to emerging market risk and highly sensitive to global risk sentiment. So when we look at all the negative themes in the air, it makes sense that the rand is a direct fire alarm. But going back to the Big Mac Index, which is derived from purchasing power parity, I think that depreciation, undervaluation of 67.4% against the dollar should be taken with a pinch of salt. I mean, the most important thing we have to keep in mind here is that the price of producing a Big Mac in an emerging market compared to a developed country like the United States is cheaper. So when this is readjusted to GDP per capita, the South African rand is actually just over 40% undervalued against the dollar. So that's one first thing. Another interesting thing that will add color to this is that there was another report released from South Africa saying that the rand is actually 2% overvalued. And this was compared to an index of milk prices across different parts of Africa. So what I'm trying to say is I think these reports shouldn't really be followed too religiously and should be taken with a pinch of salt. The Big Mac Index has a couple of limitations. Number one, it doesn't really take into account the fact of producing a Big Mac locally, you know, the advertising costs, you know, sales costs. At the same time, the price of a Big Mac in a city is quite different to the price of Big Mac in the suburbs or, you know, out in the outskirts. So when we put all this together, even though we know that the rand may be undervalued by 67.4%, I think it's just a guide to show where it's going to trade. If we really want to understand where the rand is going, we need to look at South Africa's macroeconomic fundamentals and those external risks that are really dragging the local currency lower.
So you highlight some of the data that's out there, Bergenomics and then RMB's milk index. For you, where does the rand sit? Are we overvalued, undervalued, or fair valued?
I mean, as things stand right now, we need just to look at the South African economy. You know, I'm trying to put this in a positive light, but South Africa has experienced 3/4 of a contraction. The last time the country saw economic growth of over 2% was back in 2013. And even before the COVID menace dug its poisonous claws into Africa's most industrialized economy, was dealing with other risks in the form of slowing global growth, Eskom, and the fact that South Africa has actually lost its last credit rating. As things stand right now, the South African rand actually has the potential to depreciate further against the dollar and other G10 currencies if the macroeconomic conditions fail to improve anytime soon. Where the rand's going to trade in the end of 2020 is the million-dollar question nobody really knows. But I think the second half of 2020 will be very critical to see how the country really tackles the COVID-19 and, you know, the wounds inflicted from those severe restrictions enforced in the first half of 2020.
Luqman, I was going to ask you if you could look into your crystal ball and give us a level for the rand, but I'm taking it that you're not going that far today.
Well, I can give a couple of levels, but, you know, as I said, when we're looking at South Africa, there's so many things one needs to put into consideration. So when I was looking at Iran this morning, it was, you know, it was trying to stabilize against the dollar, but the dollar is starting to weaken based on this risk on sentiment, this optimism that repeated central bank intervention, fiscal policies would result in the global economy experience a faster than expected economic recovery. But when we look at the South African rand, there's so many negative factors right now. And it's not only the South African economy experiencing this, it's other emerging markets. But if the rand continues to weaken, rather than the dollar weakness, we can see the South African rand probably test the 17.50 in the short to medium term. Now, beyond this level, I think it depends how much the South African rand, South African bank cuts interest rates, macroeconomic fundamentals, and whether those rising coronavirus cases in South Africa topples off and starts to decrease as the year moves on.
Luqman, thanks so much for your time today. We have to leave it there. Luqman Otunga is from FXTM.